We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I am with Tim Wenger, fearless leader of WBEN, and we are here to talk about the live coverage of David Bellavia's Medal of Honor ceremony on Tuesday. First off, what can we expect in Tuesday in Washington?
Well, let's start with later today at the Pentagon. It'll be pretty interesting because David will be partaking in a media roundtable inside the Pentagon in the briefing room. And what that entails is David is going to be there speaking with some of the members of his unit that he served with back in the early 2000s over in Fallujah. So he's going to be addressing, some of what he remembers, obviously. I think it'll be a fairly emotional briefing and answer some questions. And then following the briefing, which is early in the afternoon, David will then be talking one-on-one with Susan Rose, and some of the members of his unit will be talking with her as well. So you'll hear all of that on Tuesday morning on WBEN for sure, and of course during your newscasts throughout the day on the station. So the Pentagon is day number one. And then on Tuesday, it's a very ceremonious day. David spends a good deal of it at the White House. He's taken over by the Army, and he'll spend a good part of the day there in pre-ceremony functions. And then at 3:30 is when the actual Medal of Honor ceremony, which is really rich in history and how they do it. It really hasn't changed through the years and the decades. He'll be presented the Medal of Honor by the president and be surrounded by folks from the Pentagon. And that ceremony will presumably, about a 20-minute affair with the people, that are gathered in the room. Mike Baggerman will be there as a credentialed member of the media. I'll be there as a guest of David's. So we'll really have, I think, two different perspectives of, from the media side of covering the event, and then also, kind of like some of the inside skinny, so to speak, from, the moving about through the White House of what David is going to be bestowed upon him.
What have we learned about the ceremony itself, what that's going to be like on Tuesday?
Pretty formal, pretty emotional, I think. The president puts the medal, presents the medal to David. And really that is the moment, obviously, that everybody will be watching, listening, waiting for. Outside of that, I think there are brief remarks by those involved, David, the president, whoever's going to be representing the Pentagon at that time. But it's a very ceremonial thing. It's not a political thing. It's ceremonial and I think emotional, historical type of an event.
Now, for those wondering, will this be televised? We know we're going to carry it live on WBEN.
You bet. The coverage on our, on WBEN will begin, it'll be throughout the day, but at 3 p.m., when Tom gets on the air, we'll launch into full-on live coverage from the White House. The actual ceremony is scheduled to begin, and I think there's no reason to believe it wouldn't start pretty much on time at 3:30 p.m. So we'll carry that from start to finish, and then when it ends, we'll be live from the White House with all of the coverage, of what's happening, what David is, what he doesn't have to leave right away. He stays there for about an hour for a reception. Hopefully be able to talk with him, get him on the air. And as far as television coverage, I would anticipate that the there's going to be local television coverage. I think that, short of something very pressing happening in the news, I think it would be on the all-news cable outlets as well. We'll be putting a live stream, video stream, right at the top of WBEN.com so people can watch it there. They can certainly hear all of the audio on the radio station. I think the radio coverage is going to be very interesting because nobody in Buffalo other than us will have that inside look as guests of the Medal of Honor recipient. We're not going to be restricted as the media would be. We'll be there as guests of David in the United States Army. So I think that some of the perspective that you'll be able to get from us is going to be fairly unique.
Now, as a guest, will you still be able to record interviews with Dave and his friends during the reception and things like that?
It's my understanding we will be able to do, I think, you know, there's some decorum things and in limited aspects of it, but no, we should be able to communicate with David, talk with David. You know, I don't know how many of the guests there that we'll be able to interview, but absolutely. And then Mike Baggerman will also be able to, at some point, David is going to be, I believe, in the Rose Garden, talking with all of the reporters that are gathered, and Mike will be there for that part of the ceremony too.
All right, so very important to keep tuned to WBEN. Check out WBEN.com for the video feed.
You bet. And then we'll have a blog going. We'll have complete coverage on the website at WBEN.com, you know, beginning Monday and then continuing right on through Wednesday. David's life, you know, he's mentioned, you know, on my podcast a few times and on the air that everything's changed, and a lot has changed, but David hasn't changed. So you'll hear lots from him next week. But boy, I'll tell you, after 3:30 on Tuesday, his life is going to be real change for about 2 weeks. He's going to be dashing off to New York City for a whole bunch of ceremonial events, which you'll hear about. And then after that, he's going to go out west to Los Angeles and do some of the same. And he's going to have a really crazy couple of weeks before he comes back here, comes home to Western New York and WBEN.
So we'll probably have David back on with Bowerly in July.
Mid-July, we hope. Mid-July is the target date.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.